It's possible for you to be filled with the Holy Spirit and yet be led into the wilderness. I know the wilderness can be hot. It can be lonely there. It can be dry. It can be difficult. The wilderness can be a hard place. But my friend, if God is leading you there, just know that God is working in you and God is working through you. And it could be that God is trying to bring you to the place where you have less dependency on yourself and more on Him.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
It's great being with you here today on Truth and Fact. Pray this be a blessing to you. We're dealing with divine guidance or being in the will of God. And we find in Luke chapter 4, verse 1, it says, Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. Now, my friend, I believe it's imperative that we as Christians be filled with the Holy Spirit. We should desire the baptism of the Holy Ghost, which is the will of God. Don't get upset. I know a lot of people can't handle that. But the fact is, it is in the Bible. It is the gift of God to the saints of God, the Christian, the church. That's right. Now, I believe that when we are full of the Holy Spirit, first of all, I know that we'll be led by His Spirit, but also when you're full of the Holy Ghost, you have a burden to reach the lost. There is compassion in your heart for sinners. You love your enemies and you pray for those that despitefully use you. And when you're full of the Holy Ghost, you are full of Him. When you're full of the Spirit of God, you love His Word. You can't get enough of the preaching. Nobody has to call you wondering where you're at. You long to be in fellowship. You long to be in His presence. All you want is Jesus. Everything else can wait. But now you're sitting at the feet of Jesus, listening to His Word. Israel was led by the pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night. Oh, my beloved friends in the Lord, may we be so full of Jesus that it leaves no doubt as to who we are and what we stand for. Being full of the Holy Ghost causes you to want to be in His will. And your life is His life. Your desires are His desires. Your thirst is His thirst. Your cravings, His craving. Your compassions are His compassions. Jesus was fully man, fully God. He came born of a virgin birth. His name is Emmanuel, God with us. Christ personified God in the flesh, and He laid down the expression of His deity. He was God, yet He was man, filled with the Holy Ghost and led by the Spirit of God. He is our perfect example of what we are to be in Him and full of Him. Oh, that we would thirst for such fullness. Oh, that we would desire Him more than anything else of this life. That Christ would be our everything. And when He is our everything, then it's not everything that we want. We just want Him. In other words, the more we want of Jesus and the more we desire Him, the less of the world that we desire. As David said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. There's nothing more than I need. There's nothing more I desire. I just want Him, His presence, His nearness, His love, His heart, His Holy Ghost. He's my all in all. He's everything to me. But also we find that Jesus was full of the Holy Ghost and yet He was led where? To the palace? No. To the easy life? No. To the comforts of life? No. He was led into the wilderness. That's right, the wilderness. You might be full of the Holy Ghost right now and yet be in the wilderness spiritually speaking. And sometimes we think that because we're in the wilderness that we've done something wrong. But Jesus didn't do anything wrong and the Holy Spirit is leading Him there. Now, what about the wilderness? Well, I know it's hot there. I know it can be lonely in the wilderness. It can be dry. It can be difficult. The wilderness can be a hard place. That's right. But my friend, if God is leading you there by His Spirit, just know that He's working in you, that God is doing something in you as well. And perhaps God is bringing you to a place of greater dependency upon Him.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.org.